BePod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it. Oh,
thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God. We made it.
Friday.
Let's do that.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Bob.
Hey, happy Friday. Good morning.
Hey.
Pep it up. It's Friday.
Pep it up.
It's National Have Fun at Work Day.
Really?
There you go.
That's a tall order.
It is here. We do it every day. Yesterday we had cake. It was great.
Did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For making that, LBF. My wife, Carolyn, thanks you as well for destroying her diet. But, you know.
Oh, I'm sure I destroyed. Why is she even on a diet? I have to talk.
Always on a diet.
Wow, that piece of cake made at home, Bob?
It did. it did. You know how? I have a hack for that.
You put it in the back seat?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Bar under my side. You can't. Oh.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Works every time.
Yep.
And made it into the house, too.
Good job.
Destroyed just after dinner. But thank you.
You're welcome. It was a hit. We ate it all day yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I was just telling Bob that, you know, most people go in like, I'm just having a little bitter time. Dave goes in with just a butcher's knife and he takes a full slice like he's at a diner and just eats it. I'm like, God, you're so brave.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
You know why? I figured it out.
He's married to the best woman in the world.
Besides that.
What's that?
Sweats lie.
He doesn't wear sweats.
Jeans don't lie. Sweats will lie to you.
No, he doesn't.
Say whatever you want to hear. Oh, really?
No.
He's wearing jeans and he doesn't care.
Yep.
Oh,
he doesn't
boy.
Care. You know, they have buttons that can unbutton in an emergency.
Oh, well, he's living his best life.
He sure is.
And somebody else's, apparently. anyway, so cold. A high of 19 today, but windy and some snow showers possible. Real feel?
Yeah.
Right now?
Right now, Bob.
Who wants the real feel?
Give it to Brian, me right
Brian,
now.
Brian, give it to
got
her.
The real feel. Here
yeah.
we go.
Here's the real feel.
-8.
Holy
cow.
Ooh.
That's your real feel right there. -8.
Yep. If it sticks out, wrap it up.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And these masks are good for that.
Yeah, they are. No, they actually are.
You might want the flannel mask.
Double up today.
Double up. Problemo. So that's it. But, hey, it's winter. So tomorrow, sunny, 21. And for Sunday, wow, up to 26. So
oh, God, balmy.
Yeah. Ooh. anyway, today, don't forget, another shot, $500. First shot, 8 o'clock. It's the boss today on National Fun Day.
Oh, good.
For Bruce Springsteen, 80s artist.
Thanks
of the day.
For clarifying.
Yeah,
that.
Not our boss. No, he doesn't give out money.
Is singing?
He ain't giving away money either. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. Save money with paper mile insurance. From Allstate, call a local Allstate agent. Get a quote. If, okay, 617 LBF. What's cool?
The meme that made millions.
The meme that made millions.
Yeah, memes are annoying, but this one's a moneymaker.
Well, good. Glad to hear. Hope it was for a good cause.
It was.
Oh, that's even better. Feel the burn. Okay.
Well, I've got a good cause for you, too, how the community's really rallying around Bishop Feehan hockey player A.J. Quetta. Mm-hmm. Really, the Bruins did some cool stuff last night, and people are helping him out.
Very cool. And you ever hear of, remember back in the 90s, there used to be like Kids Bop? Maybe they still do that.
Yeah.
And, now that's what I call pop. All those compilation CDs. Yeah.
Sure.
They finally got one for dads.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
His dads are the only ones buying CDs. So they got smart. All right. Let's hear it.
Okay, so you know that meme of Bernie Sanders, of him with his mittens sitting alone at the inauguration. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people sold all the, you know, Bernie memes. Like, one person made a doll that sold for $20,000. Other people have made the mittens.
Wow.
Well, all told, all those products have raised $1.8 million for charity.
You know, that's capitalism at its best, Bernie.
No, that's charity.
Well, you need capitalism to have charity.
Just don't yuck my yum.
Everybody's happy about it except the guy that took the picture.
Right. He didn't make any money.
Huh?
He didn't make any money.
Now that's for capital.
That's right, exactly. But anyway, a lot of them, Meals on Wheels in Vermont.
Socialism.
Yes, right,
there you
exactly.
go.
Oh my God.
All right.
Bernie. Anyway, t-shirts, mittens, stuff
that's
like that.
Nice.
Isn't
but
that nice?
I don't need to see it again.
No, we don't.
Over it.
But it
Are
did
we over
its
it
job.
Yet? It
yeah.
Did. Good. Yay.
So, like,
like
good
a
thing.
Capitalistic adventure.
Oh my
it's great.
God. Oh my God.
All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right. Get you an AOC t-shirt.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I need to wash my car. That's fine.
Oh, boy.
Right. I think we've all seen the story. LBF had it in the news. The Bishop Feehan hockey player, A.J. Quetta, who was injured Tuesday night during a game.
Yeah.
And the Bruins last night basically dedicated their win over the Penguins to A.J. They're sending him over the game puck, and even like Chris Wagner after the game, he scored in the game. He didn't even want to talk about the game. He was talking about AJ and the entire team. They had AJ's jersey behind the bench, and both teams used gold and green tape on their hockey sticks in his tribute.
Yeah.
And they're actually auctioning those off, as well as the Bruins Foundation donating $100,000. He hung up the jersey
That's
behind
cool.
the bench. It was great.
Yeah.
This, I put it all up, including the link for the GoFundMe page, which is already up to $500,000 right now at WROR.com. But it's got, you know, the Bruins players. It's got Marshawn walking down the tunnel bringing his jersey out. So they're all rallying behind this kid. And
you got to love it. You got to love it.
Yeah.
Man, I just hope
wish
that.
Wish him well.
Yes, I hope. And I know the technology is more advanced when it comes to these kind of injuries than they were for, I don't want to compare it to Travis Roy.
No, but this is a hockey injury. And they're very,
you
know, it could be devastating.
All, right. all those sports parents out there, we're praying for the family.
Yeah,
the
no, he seems like just a good kid. And finally, back in the day, they used to pump out those CDs with music compilations of now this is dance, now this is that. Mm-hmm. Finally, they figured it out. The only people buying CDs now are dads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now they put out a new compilation called Now That's What I Call Dad Rock.
Really?
Would you like to hear a taste?
Yes, I would.
Here it is.
Yes.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. 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 Sure. Come on, Dad. Sometimes Dad got to have some Avril.
Dad has feelings, too.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You got a head banging. Yeah, a little Nickelback. That's, you're on the pike right there.
Really?
Yeah. Baby. Sing along. Come
I'm
on,
so
Dad.
Embarrassed.
Back to college.
For all of you.
Oh, you got it mellow with some Africa.
I mean,
Torn.
Little Natalie.
Really? Natalie singing at the top of your lungs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Emotional. Yeah. We get emotional.
Do
yeah, oh, some, God, and then so sometimes dumb. You get us going.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
No, get us started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, you know what?
Some
this
Boston.
Is on point.
Good. Dad Rock.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so the deal is it's legit. It's for sale. 3-disc collection.
That is a Time Life collection?
No, it's not Time Life.
Oh,
Judy
God.
Is standing by.
No, you can buy it online. It's called Now That's What I Call Dad Rock. So there you have it.
We played a lot of those songs.
Yeah, we are really good at Dad Rock.
I'm sure this is on it.
Oh,
this
yes,
got,
it is.
Right?
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're lacing up those whatever. Could be skates, sneakers.
Let's go run some stairs.
I think we do. Wait a minute. It's minus 8. No, Dad's sitting down. Dad's not going out, no. It's minus 8 out there. Here's Survivor. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Survivor there. That's who you're going to be today, just in the cold.
I know.
Windy and increasing clouds. Few flurries. Snow showers are possible. And a high of 19. Down to 9 tonight. And tomorrow, 21 and sunny. Sunday, sunny and 26. I've got still 12 in Boston.
12 at this point.
You don't want the real feel.
No.
You want to know the real feel? This is the real feel. Okay. Yeah. Right? Okay. Hey, if you missed it, was it Wednesday?
Yeah.
We found the sound, and we played it, and people were guessing like crazy. to figure out what it was. So if you missed it, the answer was crazy. It was a
pug.
A pug.
A pug with, I don't know, separation anxiety. Every time his owner would leave the house, that's what she would hear.
Yeah.
It's so bad, it's endearing.
Well, that pug, I think, got on an airplane recently. And here's, I think, either a pug or a person.
Pug or person. Wow. Oh, my God. That sounds very similar to the pug.
Yeah, I know it. But
he couldn't be an emotional support animal.
The worst ever.
He needs an emotional support human.
No, that is actually a person being dragged off a flight. I think she wanted to get up and use the bathroom, and they wouldn't let her, and then she freaks out.
I hate being on a plane.
Hey, miss traveling.
I miss traveling. Don't you? Could you imagine being on the same plane with that?
No. I really want to be able to afford private jets.
Yeah, yeah. I'll settle for a bus ticket.
Oh,
it can't be that. At least
God.
You can stop
and get
off.
Have been on a bus?
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
You can stop and get off. Right?
Yeah. Not
stop
really.
Stop this bus.
No.
You can't say stop this plane.
You can't say stop this bus. Trust me, especially.
Yeah?
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, no. There's no stopping it.
I would have said this girl was on. Stop it. Okay. Anyway, that's that. It's National Have Fun at Work Day. We're having fun. What do you got coming up? Dirty Laundry, LBF?
Hey, if you're Lady Gaga and you want to create a cookie,
yeah,
what would be in Lady Gaga's cookie?
I don't know. What's in Lady Gaga? I guess we're going to find out what's in Lady Gaga's cookie.
I can't with you guys.
What? I can't wait to find out.
Wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm asking you legitimately.
Jeez. Here's how you could have. Maybe if you asked it like this.
What? Tell me.
Well, you could have said, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga has her own cookie coming up. What do you imagine the ingredients are?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's
see,
what,
no.
What? That's no good.
Well,
I'll be Bob Bronson. What's in Lady Gaga's cookie?
Wow.
Well, you know. Now I'm interested. Okay, Brian, how the road.
Check your ride.
Oh, my God.
Brought to you by Macy's. Yes, you are.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
105.7 WROR 80 some more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 6:44. Happy Friday. Coming up 8 o'clock, it's the boss. He's worth $500, your 80s artist of the day. But as soon as, we do that, we'll do it again at 10.
Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Yeah, we'll do it at 10, 12, 2, 4, 6, and 8. But right now, we got to get in the laundry room because LBF is going to talk about Lady Gaga's cookies.
Yes, Lady Gaga has a new line of cookies out.
Uh-huh.
And it's her spin on a cookie. So what's in her cookie? It's an Oreo cookie.
Ah, she went Oreo, basically.
Yeah, it's inspired by her latest album, Chromatica. I'll tell you what's in it in 1 second.
Okay.
It's very bright.
What's in Gaga's cookies?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But first, Cicely Tyson died yesterday. Like, her autobiography just came out on Tuesday, called Just As I Am.
Are you kidding?
Or Just As I Was. Anyway, Just
wow.
As I Am. It was 96. Good run.
She wrote a book at 96?
Yeah,
or 95?
Sure. 95, yeah.
Wow.
Well, about her whole life. Maybe she was taking notes.
There you go.
She was in Roots, the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, A Woman Called Moses. She received an Oscar nomination for Sounder. Lots in the 70s.
Yeah.
But really, like a trailblazer. Mm-hmm. Really incredible woman. And
so we had wondering if we had a trifecta going.
No. But well, these 94, 96, Betty White, hold on.
Oh, God.
I know.
Betty just turned 99.
I know.
She's going to make it.
I hope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah.
To 100.
I hope so.
Okay.
George Clooney, is he going to be the new Buck Rogers?
What?
I don't know. There's a new Buck Rogers series in the works, and George Clooney just signed on as a producer. And when sometimes when you're in charge, you're like, I might as well star in this thing. Remember what? Buck Rogers?
Yeah.
In the 25th century with Gil Gerard.
It was Gil Gerard. Yeah, well, Clooney's a little gray. Too gray.
You know, you're mean about Clooney.
No, I'm not.
You are.
He's not
going to
be Buck
old.
Rogers.
He could be Buck Rogers. I just saw him
Nobody
in
wants to see old
I
Buck.
I want to see.
Okay.
I want to see George
they
Clooney.
They shoot old Bucks.
Yes.
You don't want to be that.
Yeah. They okay. don't shoot old Bucks.
They do.
Susan Sarandon turned down a role in Thelma Louise, thank God.
Yeah.
Because the premise was she and Gina Davis would be ghosts looking down at women who were in terrible relationships and helping them from the far.
She said no.
She said N-O. Hey,
I wonder if Gina Davis said yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, come on, Sue.
Never.
What do you say?
All right, finally, Lady Gaga's cookies.
Okay.
Oreo cookies based on her latest album called Chromatica. So they're bright.
Yeah.
They are limited edition, and they're pink-colored golden Oreo cookies with a chartreuse-colored cream.
Look at that.
It's bright and interesting, and she's having like some sort of scavenger hunt where you can win or a package of Oreo cookies signed by her.
Are these going to be on sale or one of those?
No,
they only making 1,000.
This is the best part of the story.
Right.
They're actually just available at the grocery store.
That's where, you know what I mean? Like, Brian had something the other day that,
doesn't
I forget what it was.
The weird pink mac and cheese.
Yeah, you
yeah,
can't
it
get
doesn't
it.
Say
enter
what they
to
taste
win.
Like, though.
Yeah.
They're vanilla.
Hmm.
Pink.
Yeah. Can you dip her cookies? I mean, I think it's always good.
Yeah,
I like you
right.
dip an Oreo. That's good.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to end this report because I want to keep my job and my breakfast.
Well, I was going to say, too, celebrity guests. We did have Larry King.
Yes.
So I knew that would be the three.
That's a
right
three.
There, the three big.
That's
you guys
it.
Believe in the threes?
Well, absolutely.
We I want mean, to because we
you
want
also
to
have
stop.
Hank Aaron, so we got two
oh
guys
my God.
Two women. So,
wow.
So look out.
Could
that's
be bad news.
What do you call that? What's a quad?
I call it a busy day at the funeral home.
You're fine.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Oh, boy. Oh, they're bad for worse.
Right?
Lady Gaga's cookies. Looky, looky.
All right.
Daddy got a cookie. All righty then.
Bronson.
What? It's 6:40.
That's it.
That's it. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Happy Friday. Yes, you made it to Friday. It's not a long week. A lot of folks had last Monday off for Martin Luther King
Day. Wasn't bad.
But no, we got through these five pretty good. A little cold today, though.
Yeah.
Look for a high of 19, down to 9 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny 21. Sunday, sunny 26. But is it Monday into Tuesday? We're looking for a
yes.
pretty sizable snow.
Maybe 6 to 12.
Yikes.
Right, I don't
keep,
like it.
No, I don't like it either. We'll keep an eye on it, though.
Okay. Well, yeah, you will.
Yes, we will.
I'll be like, what?
We'll
be
keep
surprised.
A weather eye on it. So, last Sunday, did I tell you the story?
You mentioned it.
I mentioned it. I just want to get your opinion on it and the listener's point of view.
I didn't hear the whole thing, so
okay.
Go ahead.
So, it's kind of an observation.
Okay.
We went to the diner last Sunday, and... I like baked beans with my breakfast. I'm an old Maine guy.
Yes.
That's what you have.
You
have them Saturday night.
B&M.
You'd have them Sunday morning.
Right.
Refry those beans. Delish.
Okay.
Okay. So instead of potatoes, I said to the waitress, omelet, and do you have baked beans? And she said, I think we do. I'll have to check. So fine. If you got them, that'd be great on the side. So, my wife orders pancakes, side of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they brought out my omelet and her pancakes.
Yep.
And no beans or bacon.
Okay.
I said, okay, it's coming. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
These things take time. She
right.
likes it extra crispy.
Sure.
Okay. So, she comes out, the waitress, server comes back with the bacon
mm-hmm.
and no beans.
Okay.
Well, I was halfway done my omelet. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Don't get too close.
Did I mention I was hungry? So I get halfway through and I'm thinking maybe I don't need the beans. I don't know. That's fine. Maybe
yeah.
she forgot.
Yeah, sure.
Well, the bill comes
mm-hmm.
and she leaves it. And I noticed there was No beans.
Okay.
So
we're working out.
We're
yeah.
even Steven.
Yeah.
So Carolyn says, hey, just let it go. And if she didn't charge you, they yeah. probably just didn't have any beans. Let it go.
You know what?
Yeah.
You didn't let it go, did you?
I couldn't let it go.
You didn't let it go.
I had to know what happened to the beans.
I feel as though
right? Come on.
Carolyn should get some sort of
huh?
government supplement right. for putting up with you.
Why? I needed
I
to know.
Can't.
Wouldn't you want to know?
No.
What happened to
I
the beans?
I would have just been like...
If the poor beans were sitting out back somewhere.
Yes.
Unclaimed.
Did she forget the beans?
She didn't put them on the bill. No.
Then did she forget I ordered them?
Oh, you just needed
so
to get to the bottom
of this. I needed to know. So on the way out,
yep.
I said to the server, hey.
Oh, my God. And you did it in your Bob way. I know
I did. Yeah, I did.
Hey.
Hey, my wife thanks you for forgetting the beans.
Oh my God! So you're making
so I made it kind of light
fart joke.
No, well, okay, your words, not mine.
And put it on your wife.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Well, she really, thanked me.
Okay.
Hey, she thanked you for forgetting the beans, and the server says nonchalantly, "Oh, I didn't forget the beans. We just didn't have any." Okay, you didn't think you should tell me that.
Two things.
Yeah.
What is it about you that brings out the worst in people?
That's what I
and
to know.
Two,
what?
I would have paid good money to see your face,
my face.
When she said that. I could just see it. Like there's a little smile in your eye, yeah. and your mouth is in open
with
in
a
awe.
Mask.
And yeah. you're like
with a mask.
I think I just got burned. I think I might have got burned.
I got roasted.
And did Carolyn laugh and laugh and
she
laugh?
She loved that story.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because you had to ask, didn't you?
Right, you had to ask. I would have been like, that's what happens when you ask.
So is that wrong? Come on. Wouldn't you want to know?
Well,
somebody please come.
I
want someone to come to my defense.
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Yes.
I'm not sure if her answer was the best answer in terms of customer service.
No, it wasn't.
But I like her attitude.
I didn't forget. No, we just really didn't have beans. Oh, you didn't think you should tell me this? I was chagrined.
Wouldn't you just assume? You said, hey, do you have beans? I think so. I'll check.
Yeah.
And then no beans come. So, like, that 1 + 1 equals 2.
Figure
Bob.
It out, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind
what do you need?
Why didn't
a
you
cartoon? A map?
So you're on her side.
Kinda. I like her. I like the way she treats you.
Somebody come up to my defense, please.
Kinder
tell me
spirit.
It's not me. 888-410-1057. Didn't I need to know about
no.
the beans? Yes, I did.
You don't need to know. God.
Well, I was born in a small town.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Amy right there. That's the Pure Prairie League. Man, it's cold. Windy today. High of 19. Not even 20, LBF.
Not even.
Nope, not for you. Low to 9 tonight. 21 tomorrow with a low of 7.
Stop it.
Wow. Sunday, sunny and clouds and 26. So it'll be a little bit better. But there's a shot of pretty major storm Monday into Tuesday. There you go.
Good times. Keep We're in winter.
Keep an eye on that.
Okay.
It's 9 now. What's the real feels?
Negative 10.
I don't want the real feel.
Okay,
nope.
Well, you're not going to get it.
Nope, I don't know. I don't want it.
All right,
too cold.
Excellent.
All right, so I made a bit of a observation.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday at the diner, I like baked beans with my breakfast. Call me crazy.
Yeah.
The server, I keep calling her waitress, whatever. I know it's modern. Server says, I'll see if we have them. Never brings me then. Didn't put it on the bill, but on the way out, I said, hey, my wife thanks you.
Oh, God.
For not having those beans. Those
wink,
beans.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, right.
She's like, oh, my God, go home,
a little
dude.
Drive-by attitude.
Yeah. So she says, oh, no, I didn't forget your beans. We just didn't have any. I checked. Oh, well, thanks for not telling me. I didn't say that.
He had a mask on, thank God.
I was rocked. I'm like, wow.
Yes.
And my wife said, that'll serve you.
Yes, exactly.
You've been served. Mm-hmm. You, sir, have been served. So I'm just wondering, am I full of beans? Or was the server full of beans? What do you think?
Hey, good morning. If it's okay, I'd rather stay anonymous.
Okay,
just because I'm a waitress, too.
Yeah.
So as somebody who enjoys going out for breakfast and somebody who's also a waitress,
yeah.
I would have come back and told you we didn't have any beans.
Thank you.
And I would have offered you something else.
Yes, that's all I'm saying. Don't say, yeah, we had
it's just proper
yeah.
customer
How about
service.
Some hash?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't upsell, exactly. And that's her that's her
all right.
fault.
Thank you, though. You're a great server.
Yeah.
Give your restaurant a plug.
Oh.
Go.
Yeah,
do
I work
it.
Over Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yummo.
I want to come back with some hash browns.
Right, exactly.
Hey, sorry, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, though. Bye-bye. Are you coming to my defense or the server's defense?
I'm coming to your defense because you are correct.
Thank you.
Yes, ordering in a restaurant is not a guessing game.
Right.
They're going to check on something for you that she should come back and say, I'm sorry, we don't have beans. How about something else?
Yeah, that's all I was saying. You don't ignore the guy.
I would ignore you.
Chrissy, do you feel like your morning's my day? Come on in. Bye. ROR, good morning.
Hi, I'm calling about the bean situation.
All right, tell me, am I full of beans or is she full of beans? Who's full of beans?
No, I would have asked. But I wouldn't have waited till like my meal was over. I would have kind of like said something like during my meal.
Right. It's like
when the bacon arrived.
Yes. Oh yeah. What about the beans?
Well, I was halfway done. I'm like thinking I'm not going to be pushy. She'll get the beans.
Okay. You're not going to be pushy now, but at the end you're going to be like, oh, also forgot.
I'll be pushy once I'm full.
She said she was going to check, so she should have came back and said, "No, I'm sorry, we don't
Thank
have
you.
Me." But she didn't even like bother to let you know.
Thank you. That's all I was asking.
I'm a question asker.
Right. I generally
you're
am.
Right.
Yeah, he is.
I totally agree with you.
Thank you, dear. You have a great weekend.
Oh, look at you.
Bye. ROR, good morning.
Hi, can I give an answer?
Well, who's full of beans, me or the server?
You know what I would have done?
Mm-hmm.
I, when she told me there weren't any, I would have said, well, I wish you told me. I would have ordered another side.
Right. You know what?
What?
It was one of those things.
I think he was gobsmacked.
I was.
I love it.
I was taken aback.
I love it when people like render Bob Bronson mute.
You know, I wouldn't have said it on the way out.
Hey, I offered the last caller a job. What are you doing Monday? Would you like to co-host?
I wouldn't have said it on the way out, though. I would have said it
too late
to complain.
All right. And listen, have a good day.
Thank you, dear. Stay warm. Okay, so you're on my side.
I am, and I'll tell you why. First of all, she said, I'll check. That means she's going to check and let you know.
Right. Right.
Secondly, my daughter is a server, and she would have definitely gone and came back and said, no beans, but what about bacon or sausage?
Okay.
Or something else.
Now, give your daughter's restaurant a shout-out, then, because that's my next meal.
Oh, it's the best one in Salem, New Hampshire. It's Ralphie's Italian.
Oh, I know what Bob's doing this weekend.
Ralphie's.
Yes. Best restaurant ever. You gotta go there.
I will. That's great. What's your daughter's name?
Jenna.
Jenna. Ask for Jenna. I will.
Ask for Jenna. She's here.
All right.
Good luck to her.
Hey, but thank you.
Thank you.
She should have said something. Jenna would have. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
They said, I'll check. That means I'll check and let you know. That doesn't mean I'll check and not say anything.
That's right. All right. You have a great day.
Have a good day.
Stay
Bye.
Warm.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Jenna will love me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she will. Okay. So I think the court's pretty much decided.
I think they have.
I'm literally not full of beans.
Okay.
Not one. All right. What's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
All right. Well, what is in Lady Gaga's cookie? She has a new cookie line out there.
Looky.
We are going to figure it out.
Okay. Just stop. Okay, good. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Friday. You made it. Sure, it's cold. Like 19 degrees is the high today.
Yikes.
Remember that. That's the high. Down to 9 tonight. 21 tomorrow and clear 7 tomorrow night. Boy, date night is going to be cold. Cuddle up. It's going to be cold. Yeah, Brian, what do you got?
Cute.
You want the real feel?
Give us the real feel.
Negative 12.
Oh, my God. That's the real feel. That doesn't feel so good, does it? I don't like the real feel.
Neither do I.
You're ready to do some dirty laundry?
Keep your hands to yourself.
Let's go where it's nice and warm, the laundry room.
Okay.
All right.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Toasty in here. I like this.
I like this.
I like this.
I don't like this.
Okay.
I like it, all right. Hey, I like the news that's coming out of Oreo. Lady Gaga has a new cookie. And we're going to tell you.
The Gaga cookie.
What's in it?
Mm-hmm.
But first, sad news. Cicely Tyson died yesterday. She was 96 years old. She was a trailblazer, amazing actress. I think worked up until very recently. She won, she received an Oscar nomination for the 1972 film Sounders. She got an honorary Oscar. She was also given the Presidential Medal of Freedom back in the day. She just was an amazing woman who really inspired a lot of African-American actors to get into the field. And I don't know. I really liked her. I liked her in the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, which was one of the things I had to read in middle school.
Right.
That's
where we first saw.
That's an old movie.
Look, 96 is a bargain. She gets a 96.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
You know?
Well, a couple more years would have been fun.
Yeah.
But this is the trifecta, right? We've got Larry King, Cloris Leachman, Cicely Tyson. So
and then Hank Aaron, too.
But that's sports related.
Oh, it's Hollywood.
Not entertainment.
Okay.
Two more sports guys
Hank, we need two more.
Right.
No, we don't.
Okay. I mean, not need to, but just to get the trifecta.
Yeah, I got
you.
You
know what I'm saying.
Right.
George Clooney, the new Buck Rogers.
He died.
Off the radar, poor guy.
I know. He deserved better.
He did. George Clooney is going to be the new Buck Rogers, maybe? No, I don't know. He's signing on as a producer, but he should actually be.
We don't need an old Buck.
Listen, Gil Gerard wasn't that young Buck Rogers
sure
of the 21st century and Aaron Gray.
30s, you know.
I guess. But George looks good.
He's
not as good as he used to look.
Yeah.
But that's life, isn't it? Who
isn't
am I to judge? Let's be honest.
Okay.
Hey, Susan Sarandon turned down Thelma and Louise for a really good reason. Thelma and Louise 2 for a very good reason.
Mm-hmm.
No sequel for her because the premise was that Thelma and Louise would be ghosts looking from up high down below and helping women who were having bad relationships.
Oh, so they did die when they drove off the cliff?
They did.
Okay.
They did die.
Good
you
to
didn't
know.
Know that?
Well,
spoiler alert, by the way.
Well, there wasn't a funeral. I don't remember that.
Oh, no funeral. Just the hand grasp, and then they were gone.
In that Ford Fairlane.
Yep. See you later.
Pitch meeting, though. She's like, no.
No.
No, that's
thank
a horrible
you.
Idea.
That's not
you
good.
Come back as a ghost and you haunt bad husbands.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you take that.
I know. That's my plan. That's my plan.
I know.
All right. Lady Gaga's cookie. Let's discuss.
Oh, do we? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So Lady Gaga
what
has teamed up
cookie?
With
Tell
Oreo
me.
And they're having a nationwide release of cookies inspired by her latest album Chromatica and it's very colorful. It's pink and it's a golden Oreo with like a chartreuse bright green colored cream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in stores now. You don't have to. They're doing have a promotion where you can do a scavenger hunt and then she'll send you a signed package of cookies.
You know who never had a cookie?
Who?
The boss. Bruce Springsteen never gets a cookie.
No.
Nobody asked him to make a cookie.
No one did. I think his cookie would be rough.
You think so?
Yeah.
It'd be basic. That's
it would
why.
Be a basic.
It's a working man's cookie.
Yeah, that's a biscuit.
like gingerbread.
Yeah, no, like even just like shortbread.
We're going to honor. Is he short?
He's kind of short.
He is. All right, well, we're going to honor Bruce.
We are?
8 o'clock. He's your 80s artist of the day, Bruce Springsteen. Sure, he never got a cookie, but
I bet he
but. He's going to give you a chance to win $500.
Oh, boy. Glad I didn't finish that sentence.
No, you sometimes zip. So it is the boss. 8 o'clock.
Cookies
80s artists
closers.
Of the day. $500. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Friday, 7:54. And don't forget, coming up 8 o'clock, it's your 80s artist of the day. Bruce Springsteen. Sure, he never got a cookie at Oreo, but he's worth $500 on the even hours all day.
Mm-hmm.
We play the boss. We're going to divvy the keyword.
Not too crummy.
No. she's learning. She's stealing my dad.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Brian, we have somebody on the phone?
We do.
Is it about
more bean calls, Bob?
All, I tell you, I hit a home run with this bean thing. I was feeling when I came in that I don't know if I want to tell this story. I might come off like a little needy for the beanies, you know?
Yeah. But you put it out there.
I put it out
there. You opened your soul.
So in case you missed it, I had breakfast at a diner last Sunday. I order a side of beans. She said, well, the server, we may have them, we may not. I'll check. Mm-hmm. Comes back with my amazing omelets. My wife had her stack of pancakes. And then she brought her bacon out.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for my beans, which never came. So on the way out, I had to know.
Had to do it.
I had to ask the server. I said to her, hey, my wife thanks you for forgetting the beans.
Oh, my God.
Thanks
Every
you.
Every time.
And she says, oh, I didn't forget the beans. We just didn't have them. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Nonchalant.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, buddy.
Keep moving, buddy.
Exactly.
You're done. So anyway, I was just throwing it out there that was, should I have said anything or let it ride? Most people would have said something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take another call. Hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Bob.
What's up?
ROR gang. I just got such a kick out of your restaurant situation.
Oh,
what I would have said to her was when she said, oh, no, I didn't forget the beans. We just didn't have any. I would have said, oh, well, that's good. Then I didn't forget your tip either. I just didn't have any.
Oh!
Oh.
Roasted! Oh,
no.
My God.
No, I wouldn't have. But she should have. She definitely should have told you.
Yes.
Come back. You were right.
Thank you. Thank you. I know. What your mind says and what you can't say is, you know, right? Sometimes you can't say what you're thinking, but I like your thinking.
But also the age that I am now, I wouldn't have going forward, Bob.
Yeah.
If the server doesn't bring something right away, ask, you know, oh, did you forget? Or is my bacon coming or are my beans coming?
Yeah. So. You know, believe it or not, I'm not that pushy.
I think that the thing that happened was Bob was so the tunnel vision on the omelet.
Yeah.
Just he didn't see anything else.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear of this omelet I invented.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The cheeseburger omelet.
Oh, Bob.
Think about that.
Whoa. I'll think about it.
It was so good. My mind was totally on the cheeseburger
omelet. Your mouth was full.
Oh. Yes, exactly.
I'm telling you, I was like a couple pickles away from a,
no wonder.
A Big Mac on an omelet. It was good.
Real.
Thank you for calling, okay?
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Thank you. She's Nana to me now.
Yeah, what did you put in this omelet, Bob?
It was hamburger. Well, they did it for me.
Yeah.
Hamburger,
yeah.
Cheddar, yeah. Spinach, a little bit of spinach for some green, right?
Yeah.
And some onion. And there you go. I was thinking pickle, but I thought it was a bridge too far.
I think you got to go pickle.
You got to go pickle.
Go pickle, huh?
Yeah.
Well, look
absolutely.
At that. Yeah, but you were right, LBF. I didn't think about those beans.
Yeah, I know. I know, when you shouldn't get too close to a dog's bowl while they're eating.
Is that right?
I'm just saying. I pull back a stub.
Well, I'm a gentleman. I use a fork and knife. Try to keep it somewhat civilized. 7:58.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, it is. Let's say hi. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Kathy from Lowell is our player today, and I understand are you at work now? Where are you?
I am. I'm at work right now. I'm on a break.
Oh, you're on a break. Are you allowed to play Super Smart, or should we keep this
quiet? No one
quiet?
Needs to know.
Yes.
Nobody needs to know. I can take my break and do whatever I want.
All
yeah.
right. That's all you get. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, besides, you know, your very strong will personality.
Yes. I've been told that.
Yeah.
But I have two daughters, four grandchildren, and I'm currently working up in Hudson, New Hampshire for a defense contractor.
Oh, cool. Wow. You keep defending us. We appreciate that.
I will.
Okay.
It's hard to defend you, Bob.
Like, Kathy, do anything Monday? Would you like to co-host the show?
There's an opening.
There's an opening.
After today.
All right. Kathy, let's play Super Smart. Yeah, good. Get all 10 right. We'll give you $1,000. It's that easy, okay? If you're not sure about a question, just say pass, and we'll get back to it if there's time on the clock. Kathy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
What is 0 plus 8?
8.
What do you call the center of a target?
Bullseye.
Atlantic City is located in which state?
New Jersey.
Who originally voiced Shaggy on Scooby-Doo?
Pass.
What's the organism that lives on or in a host animal?
Ooh, a flea?
Double your pleasure, double your fun was a slogan for what product?
Double mint gum.
What's the name given to the shellfish that cling to the bottom of ships?
Barnacle.
What artist's painting just sold for $92 million?
Pass.
Which island is Napoleon's birthplace?
Pass.
Who wrote Aretha Franklin's Respect?
Yeah.
Who originally voiced Shaggy on Scooby-Doo?
Bill Cosby.
Who?
Bill Cosby.
Oh, no. No, Brian, give us some...
Like, I can't believe you didn't know that, Kathy!
It was?
Casey Kasem!
There, it was Casey!
Oh, my God.
That's right, it was Casey Kasem.
I can't believe where I work sometimes.
Yes, you do.
Anyway.
Hey, let me just say.
Okay.
Kathy, you did great. You got 6 correct. You passed on a couple you didn't get a chance to come back to, but 6, not bad. What did we miss?
Great. The organism that lives on or in a host animal is a parasite. The artist painting that just sold for $92 million, a Botticelli.
Yeah, oh, I love their pasta. Have you tried that? So good.
That's Barilla.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Keep moving.
You're hungrier than Shaggy.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Corsica was the island of Napoleon's birthplace. And who wrote Aretha Franklin's Respect? Otis Redding.
Do you know where he wrote that?
The dock of the bay?
Yes.
The dock of the bay.
He was on the dock of the bay.
At this point, now I just know you. Right, I know you so well that I can finish your dad joke.
Well, maybe he was.
Yeah, this is a turning point. Kathy, you've witnessed it.
Kathy,
yes,
Kathy, at least you know dock of the bay. He was just probably, that's probably what he was doing.
Yeah.
All righty then. So, Kathy, how about a $100 gift card to Apex Entertainment? We'll get you that. You're pretty close to it. Apex is now, it's fun. Check out the games. You have kids, you have grandkids. They'll love it too. So check out Apex Entertainment in Marlboro or visit them at apexentertainment.com for more information. $100 goes a long way there. You'll have some fun, some food, great time. Okay, Kathy?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for playing. That was fun. A lot of fun, Kathy.
Yeah.
I liked her. Liked her a lot. She got my jokes, which was nice.
Yes, that takes a very special someone.
Okay. WROR.com is where you sign up to play Super Smart and do that, plus the home version of the game's up for you whenever LBF decides she's ready to put it up.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's 8:32, LBF. It is cool. So what do you have?
I have the $1 million meme is what I have.
The $1 million meme. Okay.
Yeah.
See what that is. All right, Brian Bell.
I got, the whole community coming together for a great cause.
All right. I think we found the real Crocodile Dundee.
No.
And it ain't this guy.
Give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
A knife? That's a knife.
Yeah. And it ain't him. They found the real one.
What a sensation. That
was. It was huge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so $1 million meme. Memes just come and go, but this one made more than $1 million bucks. It's the Bernie Sanders meme. B because of that little mitten-clad inaugural photo of him sitting all by himself on a chair, lots of merchandise involving that sold to the total of $1.8 million, and all of the proceeds have been donated to charity.
Look at that.
Look at that. The good of people.
Capitalism at
Not
its
capitalism.
Best.
It's called... Hmm? I don't know what it's called. Okay. Donations. Okay. Goodness. Capitalism.
Yes,
all right. Okay,
best.
Moving on. What do you
right.
got for
me? All right. We've all seen the story of the Bishop Pean hockey player, A.J. Quetta, who was injured Tuesday night. And the Bruins really took it to heart last night before their game. Some great video of Marchand. They've got A.J.'s jersey, brought it out, put it behind the bench. And it's all posted at WROR.com, including the GoFundMe page that's up for his family, because, you know, he's still in the hospital, and we're hoping for the best. It's every sports parent's nightmare, just this freak accident that he had. And the Bruins also last night, they both teams, Penguins and the Bruins, used gold and green tape on their hockey sticks for Bishop Pean, and they're actually auctioning them off. And the Boston Bruins Foundation is donating at least $100,000 to help out the family. And, you know, it's the whole community, hockey family and everybody coming together for this kid. And we're hoping for the best.
Yeah, it's just unimaginable
for
parents and family and friends to see what this young man's going through.
Yeah,
I just hope that the technology we have today is better than it was 20 years ago.
I think they're improving, you know, but this is a catastrophic
It's
event.
Catastrophic.
Yeah.
So... it's one of those things we have to keep an eye on. But I think, did you just say $500,000?
The GoFundMe is already up to half a million for his care and his, you know,
it's great.
Family.
Great. Okay. And I tell you what, ladies, if you're listening, you want a real man, you can't find one in America.
Yeah.
You go to Australia. Because that's where they make the real men. The real Crocodile Dundee. Okay, so last week... in a local lake in Australia, in Cairns, Australia, it's called, ironically, Lake Placid.
Oh, okay.
Not so much. Apparently, a man who described by a paramedic as being a fit individual was enjoying Lake Placid when he felt a sudden impact, then realized he had a crocodile clamped onto his head.
Crikey.
Go ahead, absorb that.
Crikey is right.
Yeah, crikey is right, Brian. He says the man believed the crocodile to be between 5 and 6.5 feet long.
Ah, just a little one.
Uh-huh. Now the man managed to pry the croc off his head.
Okay.
Using not a knife.
Just his
hands.
Brute strength.
Brute strength. And then said man took a slow swim backpedaling back to shore, all the while fearful that he'd be attacked again. Fortunately, he wasn't. A slow swim back.
Really?
That's a man.
Really? His head was empty. There's no meat in here.
Right.
Crocodile was like, no thanks.
All heart.
I'll go after the lady.
Where's the wife?
Forget the knife. The wife. Anyway, that's a real man.
Yeah.
He back swam back to the shore with his eye on the crocky.
Yeah, that is something.
Come on.
Real man.
You would run on the water. Are you kidding? Okay.
Yeah, I don't run.
You'd be like one of those cartoons.
Right.
Right across the water. It's 8:37. WROR, 80s and more. Some great music by Mr. Peter Gabriel. Salisbury Hill, it's 8:40. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen. We played mid 8. Somebody won $500. Your next chance to win is at 10 o'clock. It's Julie Devereaux play Bruce Springsteen, your 80s artist of the day. And give you a keyword to text in at 45911 for $500. So, yeah. Speaking about that guy in Australia who was attacked by a crocodile, clamped down on his head, no knife, had to separate the croc's jaws from his own head, then backpedals slowly back.
Yeah.
Out of the water.
Yeah. Gotta be chill.
His eyes on the croc. Expected another attack, didn't happen. That's a man right there.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Paul Hogan?
Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah.
Well, he's in a new movie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know if it's just straight to video. Something tells me it is.
Yeah.
But it's called The Very Excellent Mr. Dundee. You want to hear a little trailer?
Just a little bit. Okay, sure.
Okay, here you go.
Let's hear it.
I don't really like snakes.
I don't like them either.
Please, Mr. Dundee.
Well, not really Crocodile Dundee, you know. It's the character I play in the movies.
He'll have that thing on the barbecue tonight.
Oh, boy.
Oops.
You know, he plays like an old dude, looks like he likes to golf.
Yeah.
And the kids think he's Crocodile Dundee. And, yeah, Olivia Newton-John is in it.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, bringing out all the awesome stars.
Yeah. I know.
You can get it on Prime Video for $7.
Nice.
Okay, thank you, Brian. You know what you can't get in Australia? What they always used to talk about?
What?
Shrimp on the Barbie. You can't get, they don't call it shrimp.
What do they call it?
They're prawns.
Prawns on the Barbie?
They're prawns on, but they don't know why they call it shrimp on a Barbie.
Because they were probably trying to appeal to Americans to go to Australia.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
That's a schlep.
Like, what's a prawn?
Yeah. Let's call it shrimp. Shrimp on a Barbie.
That's a shrimp on a Barbie.
There you go. Anyway, fun fact, 842.
He doesn't look bad.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, it looks really
regular. Well, because he always looked the same. He was leather when he was young.
Yeah, but for a person who was leather young, he doesn't look that leathered old.
That's good.
He's like Italian leather, except he's Australian. Anyway.
It's like crocodile leather. Okay. I got it. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Belinda, right there. Heaven's a place on earth. It's just cold.
Yes.
I know heaven was this cold. Holy cow. 19 today. That's it. Not even 20. Nope. 19. What'd you say yesterday?
No, 19.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, exactly. It's like 19.
19 today. That's it. Down to 9 tonight. 21 tomorrow. Sunday, sunny and 26. It's 8. I got 8. Real feel, Brian. Give us the real feel.
Negative 13.
What?
It keeps going down.
Negative 13. How's that for the real feel?
That doesn't feel real good.
Doesn't feel good, does it?
No.
Hey, let me warm my hands up.
Right? You're going to be in the house today or at work, and you get a moment, go to WROR.com. I'll tell you why. There's all kinds of cool stuff for you to check out. First of all, the Wicked Fun Winter Guide is up. And, Brian, you said you found some good soup recipes there.
Yeah, there's some soup.
Yeah?
Soup recipes to try.
Good day for soup.
Perfect day for soup. Even cocktails and fitness and much more. Check out the Wicked Fun Winter Guide at WROR.com. LBF, there's some good contests as well you should check out.
Okay. Like here, what?
Well, for you, the I know you've been working with the folks at Imperfect Foods.
Oh, yeah?
$1,000 to spend on Imperfect Foods. So what is that?
Imperfect Foods is this awesome online grocery store that saves like foods that don't look perfect.
Uh-huh.
And then they sell them to you and it's less money and it saves the planet. And it's really awesome. So this is a good contest.
Someone can win $1,000 to spend at Imperfect Foods. That'll take
a while because it's not expensive.
Just do it. It's free to play. Always at WROR.com. Go to the contest page and just check them all out. There's tons of stuff up there.
I know, we're nice.
We're just giving away stuff left and right, okay? Coming up at 10 o'clock, going to give you $500 or at least a shot.
Wow, what a station.
I know it, right?
I mean, my God.
80s artist of the day is Bruce. Do I need to say more?
No. I mean, Bruce Beckham, but he doesn't.
No, he plays the
ukulele.
No, your dad's not our 80s artist of the day. Oh, boy. His glory day. No. It's Springsteen. Time has come.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.